And now, an Envision Financial podcast with Luke Smith on Canberra's 2CC.
Luke Smith from Envision Financial Services, welcome to the studio.
How are we?
It's Friday again already. How good is that?
Mate, it feels like every other day is Friday at the moment, well, which isn't a bad thing.
I like Fridays. Fridays are my favourite day of the week. Today we're asking the question, should I salary sacrifice into super or make a personal contribution? Mm. Now, I'm not sure about this one, Luke. Couldn't I do both?
Well, exactly. And I think it's become, and a reason that we're going to have a chat about this today is, it's becoming more of a choice around the pressure that people are under because they don't want to give away their super contributions, but there seems to be this misconception that you can only do it through work. And there's some reasons why that's good and bad. And today we're just going to touch on how you can use it, the difference between the two, and then some things that you can consider when it comes to making the contribution relevant to your situation.
All right. So what is the difference between the two?
So a personal contribution is where you use your own money and add that to your superannuation fund.
And I assume that's post-tax money.
Correct. And it can come from anywhere. Now, it could be after-tax wages. It could be an inheritance. Could be Powerball. Could be winning golf on the weekend with the lads. It could be coming from anywhere that you can get your hands on it and you add it into the super fund, and then it's your obligation to notify the super fund of your intention to claim a deduction. Now, the reason that that's important is that when you salary sacrifice, your employer tells the fund and they claim the deduction. So when you do things personally, you are up for the paperwork. And it's called a notice of intent. It's an ATO-generated form. It's a standard form that all funds will accept. And on that form, it says, hey, ABC Super Fund, I, Luke, have put in $30,000 and I'm going to claim $30,000 as a tax deduction. I sign that and I send it to the fund. Now, I can do that on the 1st of July. I could do that prior to the 30th of June to meet the closing dates for the respective fund that I'm in. My preference when it comes to using that type of strategy is for people that might have a mortgage on their home that is not deductible. I would much rather in some situations, and a lot of the time for peace of mind, have people fill up the offset account of their home, have the comfort of paying down a non-deductible debt, and then use the money in the offset account to take it out in June, put it into super and claim a tax deduction. Now, one big misconception that I get is, oh, well, that was done with after-tax money and salary sacrifice is pre-tax money. Yes, that statement is correct. However, whether you put $30,000 in on the 1st of June or you have $30,000 go into super through your employer, the tax outcome at the end of the year is exactly the same. The primary difference is you're claiming the deduction from personal money. Your employer is claiming the deduction when it's done via salary sacrifice. Another big advantage of a personal contribution is that you can put up to the limit that is available to you right in June, okay, in one go. Now, salary sacrifice must be prospective. It cannot be retrospective. So if you went to your employer, for example, on the 1st of May, and said, can I salary sacrifice $30,000 to super? You may not earn $30,000 between the 1st of May and the 30th of June. You can't say, oh, well, can you do what I would have done for the rest of the year, please? Your employer can't do that. So that's why I just want people to understand the difference, because it's not that one's better or worse. It's about understanding what is right for your situation and what is right for the strategies that I want to employ or you want to use, depending on what's happened in that particular financial year. You might want to use the catch-up legislation and use space from previous years. You might want to put two contributions into your self-managed super fund and use a reserving strategy and claim $60,000 as deductions in this particular year, not the next one. So don't think, is it this or that? You can actually do both. You might do $10,000 of salary sacrifice through your employer, have a $30,000 limit, get $20,000 out of your offset account in June and reach $30,000, part through work, part through your own funding. So again, just want to display or dismiss, It's not this one or that one. It's not that this one's better or this one's worse. It's just about understanding, what are my options? Why would I do it? And how can I make the most of what's available to me?
And listening to what you've just said, I've taken from that, no matter which way you go, whether it's a little of each or one or the other, the common factor that you need to keep in mind is the limits that you face 100%. In what you can put in.
100%. You've always got to say, what is available to me first, and adhere to those limits to avoid penalties. And it's, again, we've said in previous shows, it's not, oh, I've got three jobs, I've got three limits. It's one limit per person, and you need to take advantage of that and be mindful of that, because there are penalties for getting it wrong. And there are situations where a personal contribution might be great. Let's say you want to offset some non-deductible debt. Okay, fill up your offset account, put the money into super in June, claim a tax deduction. Let's say you're an absolute maniac when it comes to spending and saving, and if it's in your hot little hand, it's going to end up on a pair of shoes or a new golf set or a new toy for the car or something. If you've got no self-control, go to your employer and say, hey, Mr. Employer, pay me a little bit less each fortnight, but get that money into super, because I know I'm a maniac and I want to avoid getting to June. And somebody like me saying, oh, okay, Mr. and Mrs. whatever, we're going to make a contribution now. And then I get that look of, oh, yeah, because it's been thrown away into something else during the year. So if you know you're a maniac, or you like the comfort of consistency and repetition, salary sacrifice, great. If you've got access to capital and lumpy capital, and you can use that money for other things, for other tax advantages, and then make a contribution in June, great, that works for you. Or hedge your bets. I'll do some through work, and I've only got to find 10 at the end of the year, not 20. Okay, I can do that as well. It always comes down to cash flow and controlling the way that you receive your remuneration and your broader strategies and the use of the money that you have, because you may be able to get two uses for the same capital over a 12-month period.
So it sounds very much like you need to take into account your own personal circumstances in making a decision which way to go here. So what are the key things that people need to consider when they're thinking about what's the right path for them?
Yeah, so I would be thinking about the use of the deductible limits. If you're going to make some very lumpy deductions because you want to, say, use the catch-up legislation from a few previous years because you've got some room, then a personal contribution might be great for you. Again, if you're in that maniac bracket, salary sacrifice might be better for you. If you've got an objective where you want to try and use money for something else, like pay down an investment property or offset an interest-only loan and remain in control of your capital, you might use that money to reduce the interest cost on an investment property and then pull it out and put it into super at the end of the year, so that you've limited your interest expense during the year on a particular asset, and then you've used it for a super contribution because you've remained in control of the money. And that's why offset accounts are so powerful. So it really comes down to saying, what is the use of the capital? Can I save? What could I be using it for? Or am I going to use other strategies like the catch-up legislation for you or your partner to try and maximize your deductions each year to get your taxable income down? Because you might be coming into retirement and wanting to really bolster the super fund, knowing that I'm going to sell a particular asset and I'm going to have a chunk of cash. So I might take money out of an offset account and start maxing out my super contributions in the last 3 or 4 years of working, with the intention of, for example, selling an investment property, clearing the residual debt and having some cash that I could make a further contribution with at the time. But I may have retired, which will dilute the tax efficiency of putting it in. So it's really about your short to medium term planning, managing your cash flow, understanding your limits, and taking advantage of the legislation as it sits, because nobody should be paying unnecessary tax by choice.
Now, I think you've suggested that these personal contributions can be really useful for people that have got inconsistent income. So yeah. Why is that?
Yeah, so that's really good, because you might be a contractor, or you might work on an ad hoc basis. Say you work for 3 months, have a breather. You work for another 3 months, have a breather. You're not going to be able to manage, or it'd be harder to manage the salary sacrifice environment because you've got non-ongoing work. So a personal contribution there is great because you're not going to know what your total income will be if you're working on a part-time basis in a contracting environment. So you may not want a salary sacrifice too heavy early in the year because if you don't earn enough, you're penalising yourself. But if you go too hard early and then decide to take on some bigger contracts at the end of the year, your superannuation guarantee contribution that you have to get from an employer may take you over the limit. So personal deductible contributions are great because where you are working in that ad hoc sort of environment, you've got greater control and clarity over your total income level. That way you can maximise the deduction and do it without penalising yourself through a change in situation that you may not be aware is going to occur. So for me, controlling your cash flow and controlling your deductions is important because I find people want that peace of mind and that control over their money so that they can use it to suit their situation. And everybody recognises that, you know, life is expensive, costs have gone up, interest rates aren't moving anytime soon. You know, people are under a lot of pressure. And it may be that you want to slow your salary sacrifice down to accumulate some additional capital to keep the house going or build up a bit of a buffer in your offset account for peace of mind purposes. But then know that you can use that money to put it into super and you haven't penalised yourself in totality by stopping the salary sacrifice because you do have the ability to add it in June. But I find that comfort and that feeling that people get from having some additional savings in the current environment is really important because a lot of people are doing it tough but still want to do good things with their money to make the most of their broader strategies.
Now, if I remember correctly, the compulsory super contributions are up to, what is it, 12% now?
11.5%.
11.5%, something like that. Is it wise for people, or is it important for people to contribute beyond that, over and above that compulsory level? What difference does that make to their retirement plans in the end?
Yeah, look, I think it'll make a massive difference to your accumulated benefit because there are certain thresholds, as we know, in relation to getting the money in. And if you do leave it too late, it can actually be impossible to get all of your non-super assets into superannuation. So I'd be doing a little something a little sooner. With that in mind, I would also say, work out what your taxable income is because I have a lot of people that come in and go, oh, I've put in the limit, but I only earn 40 grand. And I sort of, oh, and they look at you like, it's great, I'm bolstering my super. Yes, you are, but your tax rate on $40,000 of income is going to be less than 15%. So you've actually paid too much tax. Not thinking that, oh, I could have put that money into super as a non-concessional contribution, still achieve my goal of bolstering my super and not incurred that 15% tax impost. Because at $40,000 of adjusted taxable income, you don't need a tax deduction. That's very different to saying, well, I'm earning $150,000 and would I like to pay 39% or would I like to pay 15%? So that difference in the tax bracket and that arbitrage opportunity is huge. And when you think about it, all you're doing is moving money from one bank account to another because it's only when you invest the money do you then bring risk into the super discussion.
Yeah, another example of taking into account your personal circumstances.
100%.
Luke Smith from Envision Financial is with me in the studio today. And we're asking the question, should I salary sacrifice into my super or is it better to make a personal contribution? Mm. So, Luke, what are the key things for people to remember?
Well, I think the first thing is do what's right for you, not what your mates are doing or what somebody says that you should do. I think you need to consider your situation and your strategies because as we said before the ad break, it's not that one's better or worse than the other.
Yeah.
It's just a different way of getting to the same outcome and using the legislation that's available to you. So think about your priorities as a family or your priorities as a business owner. If it's to fill up the offset account of your home loan to give you some breathing space because of rising costs, then do that. And know that you can use a personal contribution at the end of the year to lower your taxable income. If you're a maniac and you can't manage your money and you don't know what the word budget is and you'd rather shop before you do anything first, then go to your work and say, hey, save me from myself. Put this much into super. And then if you want to top some up at the end of the year, you can. If you want to reach the limit through work, you can too. So think about your use of capital. I'm pro personal contribution because I find you're getting two uses for the same capital. Fill up an offset account against a non-deductible home loan, save on interest. pull it out at the end of the year, put it into super, claim a tax deduction, get a refund, back into the offset account, and around we go again. So think about how you're going to use the legislation to your advantage. Make sure you get your paperwork right. As we said earlier, a personal contribution, you must notify the super fund of your intention to claim a deduction, and you do that through a notice of intent. ATO form must go to the fund. The fund will then write back to you and say, hey, Leon, thanks for that contribution. We will pay the tax. The reason you need it is that super funds treat personal contributions as tax-free by default. So that means no form, no deduction. So you might put $20,000 in a super. You don't send that form in. You go to your accountant and say, hey, Billy, I did a $20,000 deduction. I earn $100. Now I'm earning $80. And he'll say, show me the notice from the fund. What notice?
Mm-hmm.
Then there's generally a gulp and then some sweat forms on your brow and you realise you've put $20,000 in a super. Now, that's great. You got $20,000 in a super.
Oh, yeah. But you've missed out on your tax deduction.
Exactly right. So get your paperwork right. Don't leave it too late. You know, we'll be banging on about this in June, but, you know, do it nice and early and be prepared. And if you're in that contracting space, consider a personal contribution over salary sacrifice so that you know what you've earned over the course of 12 months so that you don't put too much in without having a suitable level of income to maximise the deduction.
Marvellous. So that leaves me to ask the most important question. Where can listeners get more information?
Yep. So office number 6260-4749. We've got envisionfinancial.com.au on the internet. That's Envision with an E. We've got the podcast, The Strategy Stacker, Luke Talks Money on iTunes and Spotify. More importantly, we've got it on YouTube. Envision Financial Canberra is the channel. You can subscribe to that and get a back catalogue of over 250 shows where we've had a chat and I've had a chat with other presenters over the years. We've got YouTube Shorts. We've got The Strategy Stacker on the Tiki Talker. And these types of things are all in Smart Money Strategy, your ultimate guide to financial planning, in all good bookstores and Amazon.
Which is a page turner.
It is.
There you go.
And he's still flying off the shelf.
Flying off the shelf indeed. Luke, thanks very much.
See you next week.